Andrew Abdo is the NRL CEO, and he joins me on the line right now. Andrew Abdo, thank you so much for jumping on the line.
Good morning, Ben.
You're planning a tribute for Tina Turner?
Well, I thought your description earlier and certainly the descriptions and the tributes you were reading were quite fitting. I was getting goosebumps just listening to it. I mean, outside of being an absolutely... I mean, she was the queen of rock and roll, right? Through the decades, 100 million records, 12 Grammy Awards. But as you described, she played a unique role in probably the most, if not the most iconic sports marketing campaign in our history. And it was inspirational. And it got people, as you say, thinking about rugby league differently. I'd like to just start off by saying her as a person, forget about her as an artist, her as a person, she was really inspirational. She overcame many things and she represented what, you know, a true fighter can achieve in her lifetime. So she was inspirational and she made a huge positive contribution to our sport. That 1989-1990 campaign was iconic. Outside of people loving the music, having her involved in the sport obviously made a huge positive impact as well. And it's a great story. The story of John Quayle's assistant who knew Roger Davies, her Australian manager, who made the connection, who got her involved to the filming of the campaign, to her getting to understand another sport. And then, of course, she performed at the grand final a few years later, which was also terrific. So it was really a golden era for rugby league. And part of that was through her, through Tina Turner. So she will always be remembered by our fans. And this weekend, we plan to celebrate that by playing her music, showing, you know, those ad campaigns from over 30 years ago. And then we had a short documentary made in 2020 to celebrate the 30-year anniversary, which tells the untold story of that campaign. Some great footage, some great stories. We'll have that on NRL.com as well for fans to have a look at.
Well, you haven't had a lot of notice, but it's great that you're able to do something. You think about all of the women playing the game today and how many of them are playing because they fell in love watching the game, and it would have been campaigns like the Tina Turner ones that would have helped with that.
Well, 100%. There's no doubt. Because it changed the way people experienced and perceived the sport. But as I said, she herself has been an inspirational person for men and women. But, you know, her Tina the Musical is another, you know, obviously part of her biography of her life, is an inspirational show for those that haven't seen it yet.
We can't wait to see what you do this weekend, and thank you so much for jumping on the line.
Thanks, Ben.
To listen to the full show, listen live weekdays from 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 2GB.com.
You're not going to believe who we've tracked down. Cliff Lyons, who was in that iconic ad. The Manly legend, Cliffy Lyons. Good morning.
Morning, Ben.
What do you say about Tina Turner?
Yeah, mate, she was unreal. Myself and Gavin Miller were fortunate enough. We were playing in England at the time, and we got the call up to go down to London to meet Turner. So, yeah, it was very special.
They just picked the good-looking players to appear in that ad, didn't they?
Yes, they certainly did.
What impact did it have on you? Because you were...
Andrew Eddinghausen was over there at the time, and unfortunately... he had booked a holiday, so Gavin and I got the gig.
Now, listen, you were famous already, right, in rugby league circles, but all of a sudden you're part of this campaign with an international superstar. Tell me the impact it had on you.
Oh, the meeting with her in London was awesome. It was just, I was actually gobsmacked, mate. I actually couldn't talk to her because I didn't know what to say, and Gavin did all the talking, so it was unreal though.
The song will forever be linked to rugby league.
Oh, definitely. It's just that song just made the NRL. I think those few years she was there, it was just incredible.
Everyone will be jumping on YouTube today and looking back at those amazing ads. I've got to quickly share something with you before you go. I've got a Manly fan in my street. He's got two dogs. You know what one of the dogs is called?
No.
Cliffy Lyons.
Really?
I'm not joking. He's got one called Beaver and one called Cliffy Lyons. Because I said to him one day, oh, what are your dog's names? He said, oh, do you really want to know? And I said, yeah. One of the dogs is called Cliffy Lyons. So there you go, mate. You live on in more ways than one.
All right.
Beautiful. Hang on a second. Ray Hadley's just wandered into the studio. He wants to have a chat to you.
G'day, Napper.
Hey, Ray. How you going, mate?
Listen, son, what about you? In that commercial, one of the few to be actually filmed with Tina Turner. All the other blokes, overlay footage, the great Napper Lyons in the dressing room.
have the shirt off as well.
Oh, mate, it was always, I bet you're not taking it off much anymore.
It never comes off now.
Hey, one of the great players, this fella. One of the great men.
Oh, was he ever.
One of the great players. Good on you, son.
Good on you, Cliff. Cliff Lyons there, the Ray Hadley Morning Show coming up.